it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking about off to good starts, how about St. Thomas Aquinas? I mean, you can't say enough about that program, what they do every single year, elevating their not only football, but their students. And started off this year with Mater Dei, one of the best teams in the country, year in and year out. Took that thing right down to the wire. Came back and beat Boyd Anderson. And then last week went at Christopher Columbus in a game that I've said for years and years should be a yearly, home and home type of deal. I don't make the schedules, but this is a program that kind of understands, what the process is about. Six-time defending state champion, veteran head coach Roger Harriott is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I hope you're staying safe out there. I know there's lightning out around the area, so I figured that's why when I called you, that may have been where you were.
Yeah, we were just wrapping up here, so make sure we're getting the kids home safe. So thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is this has become a ritual with the start. That Broward County Showcase, you guys taking on the banner teams, and obviously Mater Dei is a program that everybody looks at, kind of like yourself as a standard program, and a team certainly that came east. And was easily one of the better games of the weekend. Certainly you know what it takes, especially playing some of the teams that you guys do with Chaminade and Heritage, and certainly MacArthur much improved this year, and then Western and playing Columbus. Talk about the way things are now as opposed to where they were 5 years ago, because now here's a program in yours that everybody expects to be there at the end of the year, six in a row. Certainly it's not done by magic. It's done by a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication. Talk about that.
I mean, for us, it's a blessed expectation to represent. And obviously you already know how we feel with regards to our faith and having an opportunity to glorify God and establish a new culture and continuing the evolution, not only of, football, but more so just what we're doing in life for these kids. So, all of us collectively are doing exceptional things, and it's great to watch all the programs, excel and how the industry has evolved, with regards to the recruiting process and NIL. And I know there's a lot of contention with regards to, the direction that some feel it's heading in. But, this is what we have to work with. And there's a tremendous amount of tension, focused on high school football right now. So it's our job to make sure we're doing a good job of, making sure that we're regulating it appropriately for our student athletes and their parents. So, but there's tremendous opportunity, Larry, for us to continue to, evolve and excel and set the right example for, the future, our future leaders for tomorrow. And that's kind of the way we look at this opportunity and the platform. The Broward Showcase is a great kickoff to the season. It's arguably the most prominent high school football, program in the country right now. Mm-hmm. So we've done our BCAA representatives have done a great job of orchestrating and marketing the showcase with ESPN. So we're grateful to have an opportunity to play against some of these prominent programs from out of town. And obviously we came up short. We humbly have high hopes to represent St. Thomas in Broward County, and we're going to continue to do so. So we have a formidable schedule ahead of us. We want to make sure that our players are safe and playing strong, but I think we continue to evolve in Broward County from a coaching standpoint.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. And not only that, your administrative support has always been really, really high. And certainly having somebody like Tuan Russell as the athletic director, one of the class acts of any generation, somebody who, you know, has transformed, you know, this program. And this is, I mean, obviously he, like yourself, graduate of St. Thomas Aquinas, somebody who carried that flag for years and years. He rolls up his sleeves whenever he can, no matter what sport it is, lacrosse, football, yep. He's always there. He's always supporting. Having somebody yep. like that in your corner is extremely important. And certainly the administrators and the teachers at the school who support. Talk about that, because yep. we don't ever get into that much.
we definitely have a championship culture that goes way beyond athletics. You know, Tuan does a great job from a spiritual standpoint of setting the right example and, you know, representing our community in general as a devoted husband and father. And just, you know, he's a tremendous role model and leader. And our principal, Dr. Denise Aloma, you know, obviously a long time, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, an employee, has done extraordinary things, started off as a teacher and progressing into leading the school as our principal, and, you know, working with, you know, the Archdiocese of Miami to, you know, ensure that we have all the necessary resources to support our, you know, students, and really as a service beyond St. Thomas Aquinas. A lot of people don't realize that, but, you know, from our administration and teachers and coaches, even through our parent group, we have a strong culture that is really adamant about, you know, serving and just making the community better in general, and ensuring that our student athletes and students in general are setting the right example for one another, yeah. You know, just moving forward. So that's the kind of culture we have. We have a strong faith base that's, you know, very Christ focused, and it's more so on the service aspect of it, and building each other up, and ensuring that we're our brothers and sisters keeper, you know, moving forward. So a lot of these things that we do, yes, they're elements to increase your intellectual capacity and your talent. But for us at St. Thomas, it's really about the spiritual component of increasing our faith and, you know, just holding each other accountable and, yeah. and lifting each other up, especially during the hard times. So we're grateful to have a strong championship culture and platform.
No doubt. Before I let you go, what's it like to sit there on a Saturday or a Sunday and watch some of the kids that started their, you know, career with you as, you know, as ninth grader, and see them doing what they do, or even the kids who come back with families and have jobs now after colleges and doing real well, productivity in the community. That's got to be probably the pinnacle for you to see the yeah. success that they achieve and use a lot of the values that were instilled to them while they were at St. Thomas.
And that's what it's really about for us. You know, we're fortunate to receive great validation. It's definitely blessed gratification for us at St. Thomas to watch those that we've had an opportunity to influence, especially when, you know, our objective is to make sure that they're learning and they're growing with the ultimate goal to become champions in their actual life as, you know, community members and husbands and wives and you know, fathers and moms, and, you know, sure. It's great to watch them evolve in that capacity when they graduate out of the classroom and, you know, off of their playing field or whatever their activity is. It could be robotics or band, or it doesn't matter to us. We just really are focused on, you know, giving them the necessary tools and resources to be champions in their life. And when you think of St. Thomas, you know, that's what it's really about. A lot of people look at it from an athletic standpoint, but our championship goes well beyond the athletic arena, right into, you know, our community and, right. you know, setting the right example, but more so from a faith-based standpoint. So we're extremely humbled and grateful to have that blessed opportunity.
No doubt. Friday night, Western, 7 o'clock. St. Thomas will host the Wildcats. Coach, I can't thank you enough for stopping by. Appreciate you as always, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate you having us on, and we're grateful for all that you do for us.
Thank you so much. Roger Harriott, the head coach at St. Thomas Aquinas, six-time defending state champions and certainly on their way to another great season.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.